today on Code Pen Radio.
Hey, everybody, time for another Code Pen Radio 261. We've been hard at work building stuff for Code Pen. Big surprise, right? We've really never stopped building stuff for Code Pen, but it comes and goes in waves of release periods because sometimes certain things we build are just bigger and harder and thus slower than other things. But things are starting to cook along for us pretty quickly, and we're starting to release bigger, cooler things. Some of those are powered by a kind of a new piece of technology we're using, a third party that helps us build things that are, we, you know, in a sense, can't do ourselves. And a lot of it is related to kind of the social experience on CodePen. So that's what we're going to talk about, leveraging some third-party API data storage cool stuff work to make features on CodePen bigger and better. And so with me is Marie. Hey, Marie.
Hey, everybody.
And Steven. Hey, Steven.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. So three people gathered together to talk about a feature that two other people built.
That's radio, baby. Yeah.
So we were all involved in this to some degree, you know, because we're all involved in everything on CodePen. We're just too small. It's not like there's a, you know, a satellite office and I don't know. I guess there is one in Australia. I was going to say Australia, but Rach lives in Australia.
Isn't every one of our offices satellite?
Each of us. We're many satellites.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I just was doing it. Anyway, we all touched it. We all knew what was going on. We all maybe even wrote a little code. We all maybe wrote some documentation. All these features are touched about and talked about by everybody, but the leaders of these particular things were definitely Rach. So high five, golf clap, or real clap, Rach and Claire for the design work on this. Really the two leads of some of these features. And the features are a whole new following experience, for lack of a better word, really. But that's certainly what we call it. If there's a link in the sidebar that says following, and if you click it while logged into CodePen, you'll see this new following experience. And another thing, which is activity. So if you click that activity, you'll see that too. So two things that are, you know, obviously different, but are related in ways that, I don't know, might surprise you a little bit. So following went first. What is it?
Well, it is a whole new way to look at the things that, the people that you follow in CodePen, really. Forever, we've had the ability to follow other CodePen members, but for one thing, it was hard to figure out what exactly the reason to follow someone was. I did not know about my following feed until I started working at CodePen and started to use it to pick pens. And that was the primary reason that I used it, was that I was like, okay, well, cool. Everybody that makes cool pens, I'm going to follow them. And then I'll just go through there and find things to pick. And a lot of people would write in and be like, so I see that I can follow people. What's that for? And we realized, you know, it wasn't a very useful experience. Claire did some research also asking people, like, you know, how do you use the following feed? And a lot of the answers were like, what following feed? I do not, you know? And so we thought about how could we make this more useful and more worthwhile? And that's, we worked on it, looked into how we can make this cooler. Claire did research. And we talked to Stream, which is the third-party service that Chris was mentioning earlier, mm-hmm. about how to kind of superpower it and make it more interesting for people to, first of all, follow people in the first place, and then second, enjoy what they see in their following feed.
Ah, that's pretty clutch, that last part. Following before this was chronological. You know, so you follow 10 people and you go to the following tab, you're going to see the latest things that those 10 people made. Now, that doesn't sound so bad, but it wasn't great because sometimes a lot of those people just start creating like throwaway work, for one thing, although, you know, a lot of pros use privacy for that, but you know what I mean? And we knew it just didn't look great. You know, even us that follow a lot of people or are really picky about following only great people, their experience of looking at following just wasn't that good. I mean, believe me, it just wasn't. I was also secretly convinced it was a little broken. and that it just would show me like, I don't know, whatever. We don't have to get into that because that code's already gone.
Was yours was broken, but it was there was some kind of bug where it was just you.
Yeah,
because mine worked fine.
Yeah, so it wasn't even an admin thing. Anyway.
Yeah, it was super weird. Mine was fine.
Yeah,
That will always be a mystery, which we will never solve because we just replaced it with something much better.
I love that. I don't even care. I'm not even steeped in mystery. Yeah, whatever. The new one is just straight up better, and it's just our first crack at this, so it's going to get better, and it's going to get better because it's not tremendously difficult for us now to, I don't know, turn dials and levers and stuff to kind of make choices on what this experience is like. Now, Marie said the word stream. That is the company that we're using. Their URL is gitstream.io. They're not sponsoring this. And in fact, it's almost like a reverse sponsorship in that we pay them money to use their service. And I guess, you know, I don't know. They're getting bigger on chat, but we don't use chat in CodePen. I mean, who knows? Maybe someday, but probably not because chat's weird. But they have this, one of their big products is feeds. And feeds are tricky in the world of like high volume user owned social traffic kind of sites. And, you know, that sounds very vague, but imagine a feed being like everything that I create on CodePen is a feed, and everything Shaw creates on CodePen is a feed, and that Marie creates is a feed. And then, you know, somebody wants to follow people. What that following is like becomes a new feed that are those three feeds combined. That's about as simple as the technology of that can be.
The way that Alex described it, I don't know if this is true, but he described it saying that Stream was built to solve the Bieber problem. Whenever Justin Bieber would post an update on Twitter or whatever, it would crash because there were so many followers to like subscribe to that feed that everything would just, would just fall apart. And so Stream kind of came in and fixed that problem and made a very efficient way for a lot of people to be subscribed to these feeds and like efficient ways to deliver those feeds. And so that's kind of the technology behind it. We're Bieber powered.
So it was like so many people would have to see his tweet that it would crash Twitter. That's crazy.
Right.
Yeah. It's this... Yeah. And how that works exactly technologically is a little hard to describe. I mean, they're in the business of making it easy for a company like us to use and hopefully understand. But the technology behind it is anything but simple. And I think that's why they're a good company, is because they abstract that complexity and difficulty to their service. And so, you know, we're happy to use it to solve this kind of hard problem of combined social feeds. Yeah. Now, I wish, you know, maybe at some point we can get somebody from Stream on to explain this in a better way. But, you know, the high level of it is we ship data to them, you know, and this is all behind the scenes lockdown stuff, and they make new feeds for us. And so if we ask them for a feed, we can get it. And that feed is like, it's combined, it's multiple streams together. And it does... It's capable of doing algorithmic stuff, which is like, I don't know, you know, 10 people followed me. So instead of giving me 10 separate items in a feed, combine them all into one that's like, these 10 people followed you. I think people are just used to seeing that these days in social experience apps instead of individual items for it, just kind of collapsing, or what's a good word for that? Combining, I don't know.
That's one of the benefits there with Stream is the activity that we can send. It's not just like people creating things. We can, you know, adding to collections and updating things and following others, making comments and all that. That was something that was really missing from the following feed before, was we had that data. We just didn't have a good way to like aggregate and combine that data and deliver it in a meaningful way. So using Stream as kind of that service to mush all that together, then we can, you know, pull that back in and display it in an interesting way.
That's well said. Thank you.
And that's what's so cool about this. The following feed now has things, like you said, like adding to collection, liking, and all of those things, which, you know, previously was only the new content that people were making. But now One thing that I've noticed myself in my following feed, and I do follow a lot of people, so I recommend following a lot of people to see the coolest possible stuff, is that I'm starting to see pens that are like years and years old that I've never seen before because somebody discovers it and adds it to a collection or comments on it or likes it or whatever. And so it's resurfacing older content. It's letting me see new content. And it's just like, it's just an endless stream, which makes sense given the service that we're using, an endless stream of like really interesting stuff that's going on within the community. So, you know, being able to add in those social features of commenting, of liking, of adding to collection really like brought some life to stuff that hasn't been seen in a while. So resurfacing stuff is super cool too, because we have this deep back catalog of like super incredible work. You know, people have been making amazing stuff on CodePen for years and years and years, and it's super cool to see it come back.
It's both sides too. I like that it's surfacing older stuff. Sometimes I've totally experienced that, even resurfacing my own old stuff in a way.
Yeah.
but we'll talk about that in a minute. And that it's so up to date and recent and works so well that I've been like catching really cool work from people I follow kind of before I would normally find it to pick it. You know, it's like it's surfacing newer work quicker.
Too. Totally. I've seen some stuff where I'm like, I'm going to come back and check in on this one in a little bit. They're not done with this yet. I'm going to give them a little time.
Yeah, sure. It's like too fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the benefits of Pro. If you make it private until that's you're true. Ready to share it and then switch it over to public, that's when it starts showing up in people's feeds.
That's right. And that's a brand new thing and something that people have asked us for before. Previously, if you set something to public after it had been private, it still used its creation date as when it was made, and that would be when it would be organized in the feed. So somebody, if you like sat on something for a couple of weeks before flipping it to public, nobody would see it unless it somehow got discovered in another way, like if you tweeted it or whatever. Now, the action of turning it public is itself an event and pushes it out to the feed, which is super cool and means that you can take it private, you can work on it as long as you want, and as soon as you make it public, that's when it goes out to everybody.
Very worth calling out there. So.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by WooCommerce. WooCommerce is a plugin for WordPress. You know, WordPress, open source, great CMS. I use it for all kinds of stuff. Love it. Big WordPress fan. WooCommerce is a open source plugin for WordPress that brings all the e-commerce possibility to WordPress, and not just a little bit. This is not some baby e-commerce platform. This is like it. This is super powerful. So WordPress itself is this amazing CMS that can like do anything CMS wise, and WooCommerce is like an e-commerce platform that is that for e-commerce, and combine those two things together. Ooh, that's good stuff. I've reached for WooCommerce many times to do e-commerce online and have not been disappointed. Big releases for them. 4.0 is here and download and upgrade. Upgradable too. Big cool stuff in there. Like the admin plugin is baked into it now. Really like modern charts and graphs and stuff for understanding your store. All rolled into 4.0. Looks great. There's also a new plugin called WooCommerce Payments. Now, of course, WooCommerce, of course, it takes payments. That's the whole point. But the plugin is worthy of that name because it's like a payment processor baked right into your WordPress admin. So you can see all your credit card transactions and refunds and disputes and all that stuff. You never even have to leave your admin. It's all baked in there. Incredible. Works great. Easy onboarding, and then you're just set in there with all your payment stuff. I've been experimenting with it on CSS Tricks a bit because I'm so interested in like, how would memberships work? You know, like, could I have some content there that is like, you can only see a blurb of it, but the rest of it is kind of locked down behind a membership. So you can, you know, pay a few bucks and be able to see the rest of that content, and then maybe tie that membership to a subscription so it renews for people if they want to support the site in that way. I've just spent a little bit of time working on it, and it all just kind of clicked together really nicely. I love how it works with Gutenberg too. That's really cool. So thanks WooCommerce for the sponsorship of this. It's a great choice, peeps. Just to describe what I'm looking at, if I look at my following feed, another interesting thing is that it's a combination of all the types of things that you can build on CodePen. Penn's projects and collections. Now, astute longtime listeners will know that posts used to be a thing on CodePen, and they're not gone, but they're just, we're kind of getting out of that business to some degree. So they're not in there notably. But all this other stuff is. So I'm looking at my following feed. I see a project in there. I see a user who's forked another user's pen. How interesting. I see the fact that Shaw followed this feller named Mark, and I see some of Mark's recent work and some stats about Mark, and it gives me an opportunity to follow Mark too. I see just some pens that people that I've created have made. I see pens that another user has commented on, including themselves. If they comment on their own work, then I'll kind of see that they did that as well. I'll see when users have added things to a collection, which is so interesting because that has this kind of agnostic date quality to it. You know, nobody yes. cares when something was created to add it to a collection. And so I'm seeing stuff from challenges because there, of course I am, because that always is like a timely thing in CodePen that people are created. It's fun. You'll even see some repeat stuff in there. Just because, you know, it might be like, well, this user created this other user added it to a collection and this other user commented on it, but it's like, it kind of doesn't matter because of the new pagination stuff. You just click, 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 click through it, you know, like it's so satisfying to like seeing a repeat isn't this big bummer. You're just like, oh yeah, I already saw that, you know.
Just looking at my following feed, I see one of your old pins, Chris, from 2016 that somebody commented on, and then now it started this whole conversation, and I saw Anna Tudor has like recreated it and like modernized it and done it in a cool way.
Right.
It's just neat to see how that one interaction of somebody commenting probably surfaced it in a lot of following feeds and just made it a lot more present. That's the kind of interactions we want to see.
I was taking some screenshots of that one this morning because, and some other pens, because I've been, you know, sometimes I just get on a little kick where I'm like looking through all kinds of pens and commenting on people's work just for fun, you know, because that's the social nature of CodePen. And I know when I leave a comment on it, assuming they have their notifications flipped on to get emails, that they'll get an email that says, you know, hey, you got a new comment on your pen. I think a lot of people do. And then I left two this morning, just two, you know, and in both cases, they both responded pretty quickly to what I said, and they included my username in their comment. They typed out at Chris Coyer in their comment, which that is called a mention, and that triggers an email back to me. But the reason I screenshotted it was I found it impressive that both of them like knew that, or at least wanted to be clear that the comment they were writing was directed at someone. And we used to have, I say used to because we don't at the moment, as I have like a way that if you clicked on their username, it would add their username to the comment. But we don't have that at the moment anymore. Just because
it's on my list. It's on my list.
It's on. But isn't it interesting that people just know and do it anyway? Not that I don't think we should encourage it, but what's notable to me is if they didn't do that, I wouldn't have got the email because it's their pen, not mine.
Right. Yeah.
And we used to have a way to subscribe to other comment threads too, if you wanted to, and that's gone too. And this is, it's just the signs of changing architecture over time. You know, sometimes little mini features like that just go on the chopping block because we're trying to move on and, you know, make choices and not support old things that aren't highly used and stuff like that. But I found it interesting. So I that's the kind of like thing where I'm like, you know, now that we have evidence that users are actually doing it, that's evidence to then do the work to make that better.
Right. I mean, before, like we were talking about earlier, following was not that great. And a lot of this interaction was not as obvious and not as common. And so we didn't really have a reason to make it work well. But now as the social aspect of things grows, I think we will find that we're going to want to, like, you know, I know Steven's already got it on the list, but, you know, start to bring back stuff like common mentions and things like that. Although some of this is covered by the new activity too. So that's something we could segue into here.
Oh my God. I just tried to respond to a comment, but I typed their username wrong and it was their username of someone else.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. See, this is why you shouldn't be leaving comments while you're podcasting. One thing at a time.
I'm trying to do stuff here.
Multitask.
Okay. I'm proud of us for calling it Stream, too, the service that we use. Because for a long time, even in meetings, we'd just call it GetStream because their URL is GetStream. And for a while, it's like, oh, we sound so dumb saying the wrong thing. But then I kind of changed my tune because their Twitter account is GetStream. Their GitHub is GetStream. Like, everywhere public that this thing exists is GetStream, except for, like, their docs. They call themselves Stream. So anyway, whatever. It's Stream.
Naming things.
It's Stream, but if you call it GetStream, it's not a big deal. Okay, so that's the following feed. Our following feed is way cool now. Thanks to Stream, because it, you know, looks good. And we do have all kinds of dials we can turn. If we're like, I don't know, there should be like more follow stuff in here, or this is too full of other stuff. We should be seeing just more just raw pens that people make. That's kind of adjustments we can make over time to this. And what's kind of interesting, too, is this kind of feeds upon itself. This part isn't all ready yet, but there's ways to like kind of measure what people are engaging with in a stream like this, and then have that data to personalize their feed for them. And that really blows my mind. So if you find that a user, you know, is looking through their following feed and they're only looking at these type of pens or whatnot, we kind of send that data back and it becomes part of the algorithm of future feeds that they get, or it's kind of personalized to them based on stuff that they've looked at. I mean, it sounds kind of like just next level stuff, but that's how it works.
Yeah, we'll get there. We will get there eventually.
Not long too. Like that work is already under work. And so it's like this particular area, the following stream, is powered by Stream, but like Pix isn't. That's just like comes from our own database. Like it wouldn't look that different to you. If you look at the Pix screen, you'll still be able to paginate through it and stuff. But those are just pens that come from our own effort in our own database and stuff. But I think we're going to be serving that through Stream soon, because one of the things we could do then is kind of combine it with popular. Our popular page is okay, but it's like the tech behind it is, you know, aging a little bit, and it's not that different from Pix anyway. Like, we kind of think it'd be kind of cool to combine the concepts there a little bit. So maybe Pix and popular will combine. I don't know. I don't think that's like 1,000% decided upon yet, or how it's going to work yet. But I think eventually more and more of these experiences on CodePen will be powered by the concept of these kind of algorithmic feeds. Mm-hmm. You know, notably, following is not algorithmic right now. There's nothing that says like, you should see this thing before you should see this other thing because math. That doesn't exist yet, but we kind of want it to happen. I might be in the minority a little bit here, but I kind of like how something like Twitter is a little bit algorithmic, and that it surfaces me things that it thinks I might look at based on data that it has on me. Now, not everybody likes that, and there's a way that you can turn that off on Twitter where you're like, no, screw that. Just show me in an order, you know, latest tweets, they call it. And that's kind of cool, too, because you actually just see something different, and it's likely that we'll offer that, too. Like, I don't know, turn off all the math. Show me just straight stuff. I mean, maybe we'll do that too, but
we'll reach a point where we have to have a depersonalized version too, which would just be, and I mean, we have to have the logged out version. Like, for people who are just landing on CodePen without actually being logged in, there's got to be something for them to see.
Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, we're interested in this kind of, I don't know, showing you stuff that you care about. And it's not as weird as like, I don't know, we saw you bought some dish soap, so we're going to sell you dish soap. It's more like, you know, you're more into interesting CSS stuff than React stuff. So we'll show you a little bit more of that. That just seems a little bit more straightforward.
We've had people ask for that. We've had people say, like, don't you know that all I look at is JavaScript? And it's like, actually, no, we don't actually know that. But
right.
But we have had people ask for, you know, can you leave out this type of pen, or can you show me more of this type of pen? That's what I really want to focus on. And the suggestion in the past has just been, okay, well, you could follow people that do that type of stuff. Like, you know, figure out the people who are doing the stuff that you like and follow them. But now, you know, we may have that possibility in the future to kind of really narrow it down and give you your own version.
And we have absolutely zero interest in like buying data from third parties in which to inform our feeds. Like, that's not going to happen. Not now, not ever. Like, that's not what we're doing here. This is like telling you to, this is like your own behavior that you want to happen on CodePen.
Yeah. And this is an opportunity for topics to shine as well.
Yeah,
being able to, you know, subscribe to those and like, you know, really tailor your feed based on specific frameworks or techniques.
Yeah. And as CodePen supports more technologies, that'll get kind of more and more important. You know, there'll probably be ones that you care a lot more about and ones that you just don't, and that's okay. So far we talked a little bit about topics just there, which is cool. You can't follow a topic quite yet, but we think that would be cool. And have some work to do there. And we talked about following and how much better that is. It's also faster, and I don't know, it's cool in that way. But the brand new thing, which shipped literally last night as we sit here, is the activity section. Now, you might already be you might already ignore activity on CodePen because the experience for activity for so long has been so bad, almost as bad as following, in that it's this page that's really slow to load, for one thing, because it was this massive database that had to query to get stuff.
The more you use CodePen, the worse your activity feed was, which is the absolute the worst case scenario.
Right. I mean, I just use CodePen a lot, and sometimes it'd be nuts. Not like a little slow, but like 30 seconds to load the page slow, you know?
Right. I mean, there are some people who simply couldn't open it. It just didn't do anything.
Just was broke. That's really bad. So there's a way that you can fix that, but we knew this was coming anyway, so we did this, and oh my gosh, did y'all do a great job on this. This is... The new activity is really slick. First, we do give you an activity indicator. Now, it's not like a pulsating red dot. It's just a little indicator in the left sidebar that says if you have any new activity, and it goes away when you've seen that new activity. The concept is the roll-ups kind of thing, too. So if four people follow you, you don't see individual items of all that. It kind of wraps them up together and says, you know, kind of lately, these four people have followed you. Now, that's just nice, you know, it packs stuff up a little bit. If somebody leaves a comment on you, you can see who did it and what they said and an opportunity to reply to that comment. And if somebody adds it to a collection, you see them, but you see a link to the collection too, and you see a link to your own pen too. Like, what do you want to do? I don't know. We got all the information here kind of rolled up together nicely. Now, that's the little drawer experience for quick access, but you can click over to the kind of full page activity experience if you want to see it too. And there's just more there, and it's easier to paginate through, and it's bigger and nicer to look at. And we still log your activity too. So if you're creating stuff and deleting stuff and following stuff, it's just a little bit less interesting to see your own activity, you know? So that's just kind of isolated to a tab. And the other activity is like stuff that's happening to you. Comments being left on your stuff, you being followed, you being loved, your stuff being added to collections, anything social that can happen like to you is just more interesting. And that's in that experience. And this is also stream powered.
That's right. Yeah. And it's you know, the big benefit is that it actually loads but I really do love the way that it condenses it. You know, you see the groups of people that have followed you. And I already noticed, like, overnight, I got a bunch more followers. I think just because people were, I don't know, I guess noticing activity, maybe they saw me picking their pens or something like that. But I'm really curious to see how this plays out over time, because this is, as we speak, this is literally out for one day, not even 24 hours. So yeah, I'm very curious to see how this goes. And I really like, this was Claire's design decision here. And I do love Claire's approach of not being annoying with design. And I love the subtlety of the activity indicator that it's just new and not a big flashing thing or not anything you feel like you have to immediately pay attention to. So it's nice and subtle. And I like that a lot.
Yeah,
you know, it occurs to me, though, that another thing that we rolled out at the same time was this putting the follow button in the header of pens.
That's which, right.
So oh, if you got true. A lot of followers, it might be because, you know.
Oh, well, my pens are all console log.
Yeah, that's true. But I wonder if it plays a small role for other people or not. That was kind of an intentional decision because, you know, there's this like a bulk, I think is fair to say, of traffic that comes to CodePen is to the pen editor itself. And so this was a fairly trivial little addition to add a follow button up there next to people's names, so that if you, you know, are looking at a pen that's by somebody that's obviously cool and has good taste and makes cool pens, you can just click to follow them right from the pen editor, which previously was not possible.
So. Yeah. One thing, like with all of the activity and the following page and like these follow buttons, whenever I'm like describing my job or like what CodePen is to someone who's not in the development community at all, like doesn't understand any of that, it's always kind of difficult to describe it, but I typically sum it up as a tool set and social network for developers, because uniquely so, like CodePen is situated in this very community driven, like there's a lot of participation and a lot of like dedication from a lot of our users to CodePen, where you don't see that as much in a lot of the other similar products. But typically our actual like social features have been very limited. And, you know, we talked about the following feed and how that wasn't really anything engaging with before. But now, instead of having that community kind of built and sustained outside of CodePen on Twitter or, you know, in Spectrum or wherever, now a lot of that activity and engagement can happen within CodePen itself. And you can, you know, find a lot more interesting content that you wouldn't necessarily if you were just looking at Twitter or looking at somebody's page.
Yeah. It's great to have something that's focused like this. And I think that for a lot of people, you know, CodePen is like an oasis of creativity and fun and learning. And I like that we're making it easier to build a real community, like an interactive community together. And it's super exciting. This is just the beginning too. We got more stuff coming.
You know, we've said that a million times. I think we have podcasts about the community of CodePen. It's something I'm kind of proud of too, because it's like, you don't just get to decide you have a community, you know, the community decides if you have a community. And it is something to be proud of, but there is a long way to go. Like, even if you're just like a numbers nerd and you don't like have a feel for community, you might then say, well, I don't know. Well, what kind of hearts are pens getting compared to views, and look at it kind of analytically. And if you were to do that exclusively, you might see CodePen as not as engaged as some other communities out there. And so I think that's kind of fair. Like, it's not that I care that much. I'm a little bit more interested in making sure CodePen is like healthy in other ways, you know, that we're building some future of CodePen, like the technology of it that's useful to people, and the people who work here are important. And, you know, like there's just other stuff to worry about than your view to heart ratio.
Right.
But still, yeah. I mean, look at Dribbble. I mean, not that we're one to one with them, but they're kind of stuff there tends to get a lot more engagement than we do. And why is that? You know, I don't know, but that's stuff that you can affect as a product owner and designer and manager. You know, you can figure out why and see if we can get more engagement. And I think we're doing that already. I mean, just this activity feed alone is a step in the right direction.
Yeah. And I'm glad that we've done it carefully. We've done it with keeping the community safe and healthy in mind. Like, growth at any cost is a nightmare. It's always a recipe for disaster, you know, whether or not, you know, maybe it's great for the shareholders or whatever, but for the actual community, for the people that are the human beings involved in it, it gets ugly when you just grow at any cost. I'm glad that we took steps to make this, you know, to be careful about this, to be thoughtful about how it would affect people in the community, to open up following and things like that. We built blocking before we really opened up following. We put in things like reporting and stuff like that before we made this push. And I'm glad we did that, because then, you know, we don't have to, you know, close the barn door after the horse gets out, you know.
That was super intentional, by the way, you know, like,
yeah,
like
it was.
We agreed to do it, but it was kind of a, like, you know, we know that we're going to work on following, but wait, before we do that, let's make sure our kind of social tooling is in a little bit better shape before we emphasize that feature.
I'm proud of us for doing that. You know, a lot of places just say, you know, we can do that if we need it later. We did that first, and that was meaningful to me and for a lot of us on the team, that was very meaningful for us to do that. So I'm glad we did.
Yeah, sweet. So, you know, maybe we'll have the opportunity on this show to dig into the tech of it a little more. I felt as we started talking about it, I was like, oh man, I wish I could, you know. Thankfully, Shaw was here with his Bieber analogy to save us. But
all things Bieber, I'm ready for. So.
Oh, okay. That's new information.
The tech here is interesting enough to dig into, so expect that in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Right, thanks for listening, everyone. Bye bye.
Six zero three one eight.